Hey there, Stoic Squad. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to channeling those ancient wisdom vibes into your modern life. Today, we're diving headfirst into a powerful concept that can literally change the game. Forgiveness and reconciliation. Ever feel like you're carrying around baggage? Not the literal kind, though sometimes it feels that way, right? I mean that emotional weight of past hurts, grudges, disappointments. Things that keep popping up in your mind like annoying pop-up ads. Holding onto these feelings can be a real drag, sucking the joy out of life and leaving you feeling stuck. But guess what? Forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoings or pretending they didn't happen. It's about releasing yourself from the grip of anger and resentment. Think of it like this. Forgiveness is a gift you give to yourself, not the person who wronged you. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you on your journey towards forgiveness and reconciliation. 1. Acknowledge the pain. This one might seem obvious, but it's crucial. Don't bury those feelings under a rug or pretend they don't exist. Allow yourself to feel the hurt, anger, sadness, whatever emotions come up. Bottling them up only makes things worse. Journaling can be super helpful here. Get those feelings out on paper. 2. Understand the other person. Now, this doesn't mean making excuses for their actions or condoning them. It simply means trying to see things from their perspective. Maybe they were hurting, struggling with something you didn't know about, or made a mistake out of ignorance. Understanding their motivations can help soften those hard feelings. 3. Choose compassion over judgment. This is where the real magic happens. Practice empathy. Try to see the situation through the other person's eyes and feel what they might be feeling. It doesn't mean you have to agree with them, but it helps break down that wall of resentment. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. Even the people who hurt us are human. 4. Forgive for your own peace. Here's the kicker. Forgiveness is primarily about letting go of the pain for yourself. Holding on to anger and resentment just keeps you tethered to the past, preventing you from moving forward. Forgiveness is a powerful act of self-love. It frees you from the shackles of bitterness. 5. Reconciliation, if possible. Forgiveness doesn't always mean repairing the relationship. But if it feels right, reconciliation can be a beautiful thing. It takes courage and vulnerability to reach out and bridge the gap, but the rewards are immense. Think about that time you were wronged by someone, maybe a friend, a family member, even a stranger. You probably felt a surge of anger, disappointment, maybe even betrayal. How did you handle those feelings? Did you let them fester or did you try to work through them? If you're like most people, you've likely experienced the roller coaster of emotions that come with being wronged. Maybe there was a heated argument with a close friend, a betrayal by someone you trusted, or a misunderstanding that left you feeling hurt and confused. These experiences can leave deep scars and color our interactions with others. Remember that time when your best buddy accidentally spilled coffee all over your brand new white shirt? You were furious, right? Maybe even stormed off for a few minutes to cool down. But eventually, you probably laughed it off, realizing it was an accident and that they genuinely felt bad about it. That's forgiveness in action. Forgiveness doesn't erase the past. It simply allows us to move forward without being held hostage by those old hurts. It takes courage, but the freedom you gain is worth every step. So, there you have it, Stoic Squad. 5 powerful steps towards practicing forgiveness and reconciliation. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing journey of self-discovery and growth. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and never forget the power of letting go. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to forgiveness? Have you experienced the transformative power of reconciliation? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And as always, stay strong, stay stoic, and keep striving for a life of purpose and meaning. Until next time, Stoics.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.